Hey friends, this is Peter, and I'm so excited to be launching The Growth Year. Can you believe it's our second to last episode? Today, we'll be talking about part one of the decision-making framework. Although I mentioned at the top of our show that there wouldn't be any workbooks, it might be handy to grab a pen and paper for this one. Ready? Let's go. By this point, you've learned that nothing is permanent, faced your newly minted multi-hyphenate identity, and hopefully have a more concrete understanding of building your outside of work community. In the next few episodes, you'll learn when to say yes where it matters and no thank you, thoughtfully, consciously, giving space when it comes to making difficult choices rather than the urgent always have to be done right now default setting. Perhaps you're weighing two or more difficult decisions, interested in making bigger shifts in your personal life, or curious, like me, whether you should go back to the corporate world. Being, of course, cautiously optimistic and not wanting to get burned again. So, how do you decide? What would you be giving up? What would you be gaining? Can you have it all? In comes the Growth Year decision-making framework. It combines following your gut and intuition while weeding out fear and scarcity-based decisions. It also asks us not to overthink or over-intellectualize. Visualize three buckets. In each bucket is a divider, and on each side of the divider is a word. Bucket A, fear versus intuition. Bucket B, scarcity versus abundance. Bucket C, intellect, brain versus gut, heart. Bucket A. Fear is typically a negative emotion triggered by a perceived danger or threat, often leading to a state of constriction and resistance. Fear-based decisions only serve us when our spidey senses arise, the need to fight or flee. Intuition, on the other hand, is a calm, inner knowing or sense of understanding that emerges from a deeper source within us, often leading to expansion and openness. Intuition allows us to pause before making a choice. Bucket B. For those of you who grew up in scarcity, for me it was the two F's, food and financial, this one hits home. In today's world, scarcity in jobs, industry, career are all around us. When things feel scarce, limited, there is an impulsive decision to grab at any opportunity immediately. To say yes first, then deal with the consequences later. A Darwinian approach, the dark night to abundance. And on the flip side of scarcity, the knowledge that at the end of the day, your mindset creates the reality around you. Abundance is trusting in your past, your homegrown ability to deal with changing circumstances, that there is enough to go around. It feels full, limitless. And in bucket C, intellect, brain. If you're like me, you can get over-anxious, jump from point A to point C, and over-intellectualize a decision. You can get so analytical in your choice-making that even if it's one that doesn't align, somehow you'll explain yourself into thinking the wrong choice is indeed the right one. To be clear, this is different from an informed, smart decision. But for real, get out of your head. Gut, heart. There's mega truth to saying follow your gut. And with that, your heart will follow. Actually sit down and ask yourself, does my gut and or heart feel unsettled or pulled forward? Combined with intuition and opposing intellect brain, the gut check will always point you in the right direction. In part two, we'll dive into adding an imaginary variable, two contrasting decisions, to put this decision-making framework into practice. Thanks for tuning into The Growth Year. The information shared on this podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute professional, legal, or financial advice. We encourage you to consult a qualified professional before making decisions related to your career, business, or personal development. All views expressed are those of the hosts and the guests and do not reflect any official position of their employers, past, present, or future, or organization. By listening, you agree not to hold the host or guest liable for any decisions you make based on what you hear. See you next time.